النبي صلى الله على أشرفه أجمعين محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. We have discussed about the ayah 30 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which discusses about the vicinity of Prophet Adam alayhi salam on this earth, and we say that the word ja'il means continuation, that this vicinant will continue on this earth. And because he is the vicinant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel realized that he has to carry the certain attributes of Allah who has deputed him. That is why he deserves to be the vicinant of Allah. And this such great responsibility doesn't look possible for this new creature to carry such a great responsibility, and especially having the willpower, and that might create bloodshed and mischief on this earth. Because they know this earth is material, and the material life has limitations, and there are needs for individuals, and if everybody will work to gain what he wants, then here friction and competition will happen, and then gradually transgression might happen, and that will create a mischief or ultimately might lead to bloodshed. So here, as we said, there are certain traditions. Even there is a tradition from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, says that the Malaika have known that there will be bloodshed from other creatures before Adam. Other creatures were there. But that does not mean what we say, that Qiyas, which is wrong. The Malaika realize that the freedom means that that creature can disobey the rule, and other creatures who had this freedom, they have misused because of competition. Not that this creature will be the same like them, otherwise Malaika should not do this type of comparison, but they realize from the general rules and regulations, it's just saying that this freedom will lead to this problem. And now, this new creature, ultimately, with this freedom, will lead to this problem. And that is why we also, as we see that Allah, we notice in the ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not blame them for their answer. He said, this is a very awkward answer. Why do you think this? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually like accepted or realized the source of their worry, and he solved the problem with them in another way, and that is by telling the names to Adam and showing them the importance of names. Now we see the ayah, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taught Adam the names, all of them. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَ. And then he showed them to the angels. فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِ بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاء إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And he said, tell me about names of these. Declare to me the names of these if you are truthful. Now, the names in different traditions we see, even among Shias and Sunnis, to say, all the Fasirin, they mention different traditions, that these are names of everything, names of the mountains or of the languages, names of the cities, the names of the different things in our earth, the valleys. So these are different names for everything, whatever thing is existing. Names of these are taught to Adam. So here one thing it shows that the main reason or the main gift which was given to Adam was what? The knowledge, the ilm. And that is a special knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to Adam, and that knowledge, knowing everything, made him to be infallible, and that has removed the worry of the angels, or was a practical reply to their argument. So the knowledge given, allama, he taught Adam. If Allah was not telling Adam or teaching Adam these things, then the worry will remain. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam, and that knowledge was gifted to Adam alayhi salam. But as we said, the khilafat is continuous. After Adam there are other caliphs are there. So now all these caliphs need to have that knowledge. And that knowledge has to be special knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted to them, to those people. So it is first importance of knowledge, and that knowledge is in a special way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches right away. Teaching of Allah is not like reading the book with the teacher and go step by step. Allah will inspire the Prophet with whatever knowledge, and in maybe in one second you get knowledge of millions of books. It is a special way of knowledge to be transferred to heart of the wise servant of Allah, or whether it's a prophet or imam or whatever there is, that actually the details we are going to discuss. So the main point here is ilm, allama Adam, was the reason for Adam to deserve to be vicegerent of Allah and to remove the worry of the malaika about worship. The Holy Quran says, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَ. Now, عَرَضَهُمْ in Arabic language. If these names are names of non-human beings, then it should be عَرَضَهَا, not عَرَضَهُمْ. If in Arabic say عَرَضَهُمْ means for a human being. So that is Arabic grammar. Like you see in English, he for a human being, it for non-human being, others. You see it, you do not see he. If you say he means there is a human being. We say لِلْعَاقِلِ, for those who have wisdom, so that means for the human being. If the names are names of non-wise creatures, it should be ثُمَّ عَرَضَهَا in Arabic language, not عَرَضَهُمْ. عَرَضَهُمْ means either all of them or among them are wise human beings, wise creatures. So it may be names of certain creatures, matters of different things, and among them were human beings who are there, you know, and they have seen that name. So here comes, who are those names and who are those human beings? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam that these human beings will be among his descendants created on this earth, and by knowing them, malaika, the angels, will withdraw their worry or question and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a safeguard to protect this earth or this universe from being destroyed. it. So these names must be our very important names. If names of any ordinary human being who is already doing bloodshed and mischief, then that will not remove the worry of the malaika. Because it is, we know these people are what we expected, and these are all people who doing injustice and doing bloodshed and corruption. So it must be names of people who are infallible. Name of people who will not do any sin, who will not disobey the rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there must be always certain people who are infallible and who are always there, continuous, and these people will get their knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, and that knowledge is a special way of knowledge, receiving knowledge, and by their obedience to the rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, will it prevent complete destruction or mischief on this earth? Now, what Malaika has asked, that there will be a mischief, is already there is a mischief. Already there is bloodshed on this earth. But their worry of complete destruction of earth is not there. The earth is not, in spite of mischief, but still maybe partial destruction, partial earthquake is there. Now let us say about the people of the Prophet Lut alayhi salam, who are doing mischief on earth by practicing homosexuality. That bad practice caused that earthquake will happen and will destroy them all. But that destruction was limited to them, not to all the earth. Why not all the earth to be destructed? Why only limited place were destructed? And damage was limited damage. It's because there is infallible, there is no darkness, there is a prophet there. So the practice of following the rules and regulations of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this universe, by at least one person, will prevent complete damage and destruction of the earth. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the names of this chain of infallibles, whether they are prophets, or at times when there is no prophet, there are vicegerents for the prophets. And these vicegerents are also infallible like the prophets, and by their obedience to the rules and regulations, they will prevent complete destruction of the universe around us. So partial damage, partial bloodshed will be there. But that damage is limited, it's not complete. So that is the reason why, with knowing these names and knowing their character, knowing that they can generate this type of knowledge, then the Malaika said, yes Allah, we didn't know what you know. See, Malaika could have asked, oh Allah, you told Adam the name, if you would have told us this, we can be the same, we can do the same. What is the difference? So you gave Adam the reply to 15 questions, let us say, I didn't know. If you tell me the reply of his questions, then I know them. So, why they actually removed their question, withdrew their question completely? If only by knowing, you say, oh Allah, of course, you gave a special knowledge to Adam. If that knowledge you would have given it to us, who would have known it like Adam? So what is different? There's no difference. But it looks that the knowledge given to Adam alayhi salam were more important and heavier than what the malaika can tolerate. knowledge which Malaika can learn and accept or grasp it and digest it. No, it is a special type of knowledge, special type of responsibility. It is a special type of capability of the person, but the Malaika are not capable to do that. That is why Malaika, when they saw that these names, these holy names, who are infallible, who could tolerate such a great amount of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe in a few seconds Allah will inspire them and they can tolerate that. Of course, by miracle Allah can do everything, but Allah is doing things depending on cause and phenomena, not without cause. So if Allah gives knowledge, the person himself should be able to digest that knowledge. Not because Allah is not giving, because He wants to give this one and deprive the other one. No, Allah will give to everybody. But then it depends the person whether he has the ability to get benefit of that or not. I give example. Rain will come in a huge amount, in thousands of gallons. But if you have one glass, you could use from that water only equal to one glass, 250 milliliters for example. You cannot use more of that water. Not because the rain is less, no, it's millions of gallons. It is because your container is limited. You see the point? Your container is limited, you cannot get more than that. If you have a bigger container, you can get more. If you have much bigger, you get more. If your container is equal to this whole area, then you can get all the water. Then you can use all that water. Now, the capability of the angels is limited. They cannot, they are not wide like capability of the prophets. This new creature, this new human being. So this human being deserves to be vicegerent because he is capable of getting all the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing all the rules and regulations and capable of controlling his selfish desires, that his willpower will not affect to destroy this world, and that is why he was kept as a protection for this universe, a safeguard for this universe not to be destructed. So see, that is the importance of the knowledge given to Adam and the holiness of these names. But though other things are there, but as I said, other things means knowledge of the secret of everything. If you know the secret, then you know how to use. If you know the character of the fire, you know that you will not misuse it to burn your house. You know how to limit your usage, it will be in a positive way, not in a negative way. If you don't know, then you misuse may happen and destruction may happen. So knowledge will protect you. If you know that this food is good, you eat it. And if you know it is a poison, you will not eat. So you see, knowledge will prevent you from destruction. Unless you want to disobey. Otherwise, if you want to be obedient, then you should know all the laws around you. So the tradition, they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam names of the mountains, names of everything, names of the valleys, names of the trees, names of the languages. Well, in different book of Tafsir al-Quran, you see different traditions. All are alright. It means knowledge of everything. But then, those personalities, the names, should be capable to digest all that knowledge and to be infallible, not to contradict the law, to practice accordingly, and should be always present so that at any time their presence will prevent total destruction of the earth. So it shows here the knowledge is a special way. Continuation is always to be there, and they are infallible because they have to obey the rule. At least one should be infallible, at least more better, but at least one should obey all the laws in order to prevent destruction. And that is why Malaika, when they saw the names, this is Subhanaka la ilma lana glorified be you, we didn't know except what you have already taught us. We didn't know about these names and their greatness, and they are here. I read some of the traditions here. You can yourself refer to them more if you like on different tafsirs. But I read one of them from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam the names of the Hujjah, the divine proof, and that is another name for the Imam, the divine proof of Allah. Hujjah, you see, in divine proof. So he taught Allah names of the divine proof. Divine proofs are the prophets and the vicegerents of the prophets. All of them are Hujjatullah. The proof means that Allah will, in the day of judgment, will tell the human being who disobeyed that there was a divine proof to guide you, you did not follow, so you deserve punishment. So that is why Hujjah, Allah will argue. The human being who disobeyed in this world, he will not say, oh my God, I didn't know, nobody told me. But Allah will say that, even though I had a divine proof, I had sent a messenger, a prophet, and after the prophet there was an infallible vicegerent. That is why I call divine proof, proof of Allah, Hujjah, Dalil. For the argument then, you see, his presence was a proof that there was somebody to teach you, but you did not care to listen to him or to follow him. And naturally, the divine proof has to be infallible, either a prophet or the vicegerent of a prophet, who is what you call Imam or Caliph. I mean, different names may be used. So the word here, we say, Hujjatuhu, means the divine proof of Allah. ثم عرضهم وهم أرواح على الملائكة. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them when they are at the state of spirit. Now, still the prophets were not created. So Allah showed the shape or the shadow of these prophets and vicegerents of the prophets when they were at the state of arwah, at the state of spirit. He showed them to the angels. And then Allah said to the angel, tell me with the name of these people, if you are truthful, that you deserve to be vicegerent of me on earth because you glorify me and praise me more than Adam. See, because they said, we deserve to be vicegerent on earth because we glorify you. Now you are creating a new creation. Now Allah is showing the angels that these are names of the infallibles. And now if you see it, the Malaika, telling Malaika, when you see it, now tell me names of these people, and now tell me if you really deserve to be vicegerent because you are more capable than them. Malaika, when they saw the position of the prophets, and literally if you go to other traditions, they were the light, enlightening, and their light was very clear, they realized that these holy creations or creatures who are full of light and enlightening everything literally deserve to have the name of vicegerent of Allah more than them, more than the Malaika. So the hadith is said, Allah is telling the angels to tell me the name of this, and after that, if you really think that you deserve to be vicegerent, they replied, Subhanaka la ilma lana, that, oh my God, glorified you, we didn't have knowledge except what you have taught us, you are all knowing, all wise. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Adam, Ya Adam, O Adam, tell them with their names. And when Adam alayhi salam told the angels about their names, they realized their great position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they knew that that these holy names, these creatures, deserves more, they have more rights to be divine servant of Allah on earth and to be the divine proof of Allah for mankind. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led them to disappear from the view of the angels and asked the angels that you should have wilaya and mahabba, wilaya, and to love them and accept their authority. So, وَاسْتَعْبَدَهُمْ بِوِلَايَتِهِمْ وَمَحَبَّتِهِمْ. استعبدهم means from عبادة. Allah asked them that they will worship Allah by obedience to these holy names and by loving these holy names. So the Malaika were asked also to accept the authority of the prophets and the vicegerents of the prophets. وقال لهم, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمْ غَيْبَ السَّمَعَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Did I not tell you that I know the secrets of the heavens and the earth and know that which you declare and that which you conceal? So here the Malaika of course accepted that and realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created certain infallible creatures who got their knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know everything, they obey every rule and regulation, and they are always existing. They are always present continuously, not only at time of Adam and will finish. And their presence to be as vicegerent of Allah is more than the Malaika. I mean, their honor is more than the honor of the Malaika, because the angels, they do not have this capability to be like these names or like these holy prophets and holy infallibles, whether prophets or vicegerents of the prophets. So, in short, from this ayah of the Holy Quran, we realize that combining with other ahadith from Ahlul Bayt salamullahi alayhim, that the presence of the vicegerent of Allah is continuous on earth, and that vicegerent should deserve to be called as a vicegerent of Allah, not ordinary human being who is doing a lot of mischief and corruption and disobedience, but the vicegerent has to have the attributes of Allah who has appointed him, and at least he has to be infallible and has to have special knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his presence is important for the universe. It's a universal role for that vicegerent, it's important. Otherwise, the total bloodshed and mischief will happen on this earth. Also, when we go to other traditions from Ahlul Bayt, salamullahi alayhim, he said, لَا تَحْلُ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ حَجِّ. The earth will never be empty of the divine proof. لَوْ خُلِيَتْ لَقُلِبَتْ. If it become empty, means if the earth is empty of the divine proof of Allah, then it will be turned upside down. Or, لَوْ خُلِيَتْ لِسَاعَ لَسَاخَتْ بِأَهْلِيَةً. There are different traditions. If for 1 hour there is no divine proof of Allah on earth, then it will get destroyed with all the people over it. So it means the proof of Allah, or the infallible, the vicegerent of Allah has to be always there, has to be continuously there, in order to make the universe around us intact. Here there are other ayahs of the Holy Quran which support importance of the infallible on this earth, and his presence is going to prevent complete destruction. Like the ayah, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah was not going to punish them while you are among them, and Allah was not going to punish them when they do repentance. So now, to repent to Allah means you try to wash your sins, and Allah will clean it so the sin will not affect. So then you will not deserve to be punished because you are repenting. Or if the people are not repenting, are doing sins, but then while you are among them, you, the Prophet, among them, Allah will not punish them. So total punishment will not be there. Partial, yes, but what do you mean? The total destruction is not there. And we see about the Prophet Lut alayhi salam. The angels came to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and told him that we are going to the city of Lut alayhi salam because we are going to punish these people who are, they were doing mischief and deserve to be punished. Then he replied, "Inna fiha Lutan, among them is Lut. How can you destroy it?" So why is it among them is Lut? Because the infallible alone to be there will prevent complete destruction. Earthquake to destroy the people would happen while the infallible is among them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know. And then they asked Lut to come out of that city, and then it destroyed them upside down. Or about the Nun, when the Nun is they have a mughazibah, فَظَنَّا أَلَّنَّا قُدِرْ عَلِيْهِ. The Nun, the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, he got angry with his people because he called him many times repeatedly to be a believer, but they were not accepting the faith and were not obeying the Prophet, till he gets hopeless that it is useless to talk to them. So he left them angrily, and he was aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not limit his livelihood if he leaves that city. Literally, in those days, there are not many facilities to live. If you leave your area, you may die from hunger in the desert. Such big deserts around in different cities, not all are cultivated. So if you leave your city, you may die. Here, for one day, not he thought that we have no power over him, as some may think. Naqdir means from power. Now a prophet will never imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no power to control him. He knows always his power. Naqdir means naqdir alayhi rizqa. It means we will not limit his livelihood. And when he thought it is in another meaning is staggering, and he was sure that Allah will not limit his livelihood. So some say that how is a prophet and he takes upon him, he thought that Allah has no power over him. That is not the right meaning. So he thought, thinking here means he has yaqeen. He was certain that Allah will not limit his livelihood. Wherever he goes, Allah will send his livelihood. So why he left the people? He left the people so that the punishment come down. And when it is mentioned in the tafsir of the Holy Quran, that when the people saw the signs of the punishment coming, then at that time they get very much scared and worried, and they came to certain people who were still religious people and wise, and say, "Oh, we are very scared now. We see the sign of punishment coming down." He said, "Okay, you have to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely." They repented sincerely, and Allah removed that punishment. And later on, when Prophet Yunus alayhi salam was saved from the whale, he came back to them and delivered them. So the presence of infallible were preventing the punishment to come. He has to leave them. And ultimately, when they repented to Allah, and that punishment was prevented from them, and they were saved. So you see, these are other parts of the Holy Quran which shows importance of the infallible to be among the people. Of course, that by itself is a long subject to be discussed, and that is effects of our deeds and practices on the environment around us or on the universe around us. We see that the Holy Quran mentions that ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption has become manifest on earth and in the sea because of what the people themselves have done, what their hands have done. It's because of their deeds. So the corruption, fasad, the mischief has become manifest on earth and on the sea because of what? Not because of a special punishment. Because of what wrong things the people themselves have done. So it means what bad things they do, what sins the people will practice, it will affect the universe around them. And that will create mischief and corruption. And so on in the other ayahs, say, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the cities or the villages, or village and city, they become a believer and become pious, آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَأَنْزَلْنَا, we will send down to them the blessings from heaven and earth. So if they believe and if they become pious, that belief and that piety will have its effect that the blessing of Allah, the livelihood, will increase. Livelihood means, physical translation means rain will be more, agriculture will be very good, the animals will increase, nowadays there is business activities will be very good, the hazards which destroy the money like fire will not be there, earthquake will not be there, accidents will not be there, anything which will destroy. So this means your livelihood will increase, sometimes increase by preventing it from destruction or sometimes by adding. If you will not get car accident, naturally your money will be saved. If you get accident, you will lose your car. So your faith and your piety will increase your livelihood, and the blessing will come from heaven and from earth. It's every law, everything in the environment around you, in the universe around you, it will help to increase your livelihood and your well-being in your life, which is for belief and to be pious. To believer means to have a correct faith, and to be pious means to have proper practice. So if you practice and you follow the rules and regulations of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, by worshipping, by praying, by fasting, by fulfilling your duties, that by itself will increase your livelihood. If you disobey, if you become violent, unjust, if you transgress, then the Quran says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. We have taken them, means we have punished them with what they were doing. They were doing that, and effect of that was this. So it is direct effect. The punishment of Allah, you should understand it in this way, that Allah will allow the result of your deeds to happen. That is the punishment. Allah do not have a desire and wish Now he become angry and he want to take revenge of the human being because he disobeyed him. No. Allah, with his state will not change. One day he is happy, next day he is angry. No, Allah will not change his position. Has one position. Not that he is angry now, showing the type of anger or happy, satisfied. That's not there with Allah. So what is the meaning of anger and satisfaction of Allah? Meaning of it, Allah will allow the consequences of our bad deeds to happen. If it happens, then we'll face the punishment. Or Allah will prevent that, and that is the blessing. If Allah do not want to prevent car accident from me because I disobeyed him, and the effect of my disobedience that the car accident will happen, so naturally I will get my leg broken, for example, and my money is lost. So that is the punishment. It's not revenge from Allah in human sense. It will allow the things to happen. If Allah's mercy has to cover me, because I have paid already charity, and Allah wants to accept that charity, the effect of charity as a law will come in between and will prevent that car accident to happen. For example, the car accident has to happen because for 1 second I was not aware that, for example, the traffic light is red, so I was moving fast and I hit the car in front of me. So 1 second, 2 seconds sometimes, if you are not aware, the accident will happen. Now, the effect of charity that I paid, it will give me awareness for 1 or 2 seconds before the accident. If I am aware, I can stop at the right time, and that will prevent the accident. So you see the effect of the law. If somebody is going and is not aware that the car is coming, and is crossing the road, the car is coming, naturally the car will hit him. According to the law, you are coming at 7 o'clock exactly, and the car is coming at 7 o'clock exactly. So naturally, the general law, if both of you come at the same time, the car will hit you, and you will get killed, for example. Now, if somebody delays you, instead of 7 o'clock, you go 7 and 5 seconds. That 5 seconds is sufficient that the car will pass, and you will go, and you will not get accident. What will delay you 5 seconds to get saved of that accident? So here is the mercy of Allah. Mercy of Allah, as we said, is not always an additional thing. Sometimes it is your good deed will bring the mercy of Allah. Means Allah taught you to give charity, because charity will prevent the hazards. You already gave charity, that charity will make you, for a reason or another, it has its own effect, to be late to cross the road at that moment. So the car will pass and will not hit you. You will cross the road after the car has passed. So you see, all that is the rules and regulations around us. Do you see, a lot of ayahs of the Holy Quran will point out to this, that you see, the punishment in this world, whatever you are facing, is because of your bad deeds. Of course, sometimes it's a test from Allah. This is actually a mercy of Allah. He may put you in trouble so that you remember Allah because you were forgetful. And again, that is by itself is another law, and that has another philosophy. Like the prophets, they are not sinful, they are infallible, but still they might face problems in life. These problems are to elevate their position, not because of sin, but because they need to get higher and higher position. Higher means they have to endurance, sabr, they have to have tolerance. Tolerance means you have to be put in a tough position and then you control your emotions. To get that position, that you need a training. The training is the test of Allah. So like somebody who wants to get strong muscles, you tell him, carry heavy thing 100 times. Now carrying heavy thing is not punishment to him. I say, do this. No, it is a training. It is a test. So, I mean, that is a long subject. Of course, it's a wide subject and needs to be discussed separately. But just as it is related to what we have seen, the universe around us has the proper rules and regulations. And these rules and regulations, according to many verses of the Holy Quran, and also according to this verse about Adam alayhi salam and his bringing him down as descendant, as vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, that will give us this idea that there must be someone infallible always on this earth. This infallible will get special knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to know every rule and regulation, and that knowledge will help him to be infallible and to obey the rules always, and his obedience at least will repair whatever problems are happening by other human beings, or at least will prevent total destruction of the universe around us. And all that has to be always present, not at some time, because death will not remain intact without the presence of an infallible. That is in short about this ayah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.